This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Live from the Dolby Theater, it's Athletic Greens presents XOXO Gossip Kings.
Yes, it's a rainy day.
It's a rainy day in Los Angeles.
I always wear this coat.
We're all wet, but not because of the rain. It's because of our guest today, our good buddy, actor, writer, comedian, host of the podcast, I Said No Gifts, our brother in Christ.
Our brother in the Lord,
Mr. Bridger Weinegar.
Let's go. Bridger, what up, man?
Oh, I'm sopping wet. I really am wet. I couldn't find my umbrella, and so I'm having a horrible day.
I don't think I own an umbrella.
I know, you should put like a rain sound effect throughout the whole podcast so people can feel what we're going through.
And wood crackling.
Yeah. Like it's Christmas.
Man. What Oscars was this? Was this the 85th Oscars?
I don't know.
I want to say 85th feels too round.
Too round?
86th.
Which one? Higher?
97th.
94th? This 94th. Is the 94th Oscars. So let me do the intro again. Live from the Dolby Theater, it's the 94th annual Athletic Greens presents XOXO Gossip Kings with your host,
Regina Hall,
Whoopi Goldberg, Billy Crystal, Chris Babyface Rock.
Did you see the Oscars, Bridger? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. I had a weird experience because we got to the party late and they just didn't start it until we got there. So we were watching it not in real time, but then I didn't have my phone, but another friend had her phone. And she said, she was like, something happened. And we were like, what happened? She's like, I'm not going to tell you. And we were like, we need to know.
I think I want to spoil it for y'all.
But then like 10 minutes later, she's like, I feel bad that we're not talking about this. Let's just... So we were maybe 15 minutes into the show, and we just started skipping through the entire thing and got to the moment, which was surreal.
Very unreal. It feels unreal. It was so crazy. I was telling Bridget, it felt like two of your friends fighting, like really like close friends just getting in a fight in front of you. It's just like, what is happening? But
did you end up taking a nap, or did you watch?
I did, yeah. And so I woke up to all y'all text, the group text, going crazy, because I was like, I saw the first 5 minutes, and I was like, this Oscars is fantastic, and then fell asleep. And then I fell asleep, and I woke up, and I saw, like, the whole group text going crazy, like, with all the tweets and stuff, because it was, like, I woke up at, like, 8 o'clock, and then I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck happened? Yeah. And then I went to the, I recorded it, so then I watched it in real time, so I watched it happen as the show was going, but I didn't realize... up until that point, I didn't know what the joke was. I didn't know what the joke that Chris Rock had said about G.I. Jane. But I don't know, man. It's really kind of hard to watch. I turn Instagram off. I don't really like, it's just too much.
It was every video, and I definitely was like, I don't want to keep saying this.
I don't want to see this shit. Yeah. It makes me uncomfortable.
I watch national slapping championships on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't want to see my brother Will Smith and my brother Chris Rock.
Did you see it real time?
I didn't see it real time. I was at the wine bar by myself, and trying all the latest wine.
it's like cut to like everyone's going crazy. Just cut the car out of the wine bar. Like I'll have something a little more crispy.
And next door they was playing it in like they got like a side room at the wine bar I go to, and they was playing it in there, and I saw the tweets pop up, and then the category was coming up, and I said, I know he's gonna win this award.
Yeah.
So I want to see his, so I watched his speech in real time.
Oh, interesting. So you watched the speech before you saw the video?
No, I saw the video.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
I had seen the video. I didn't see that real time.
Yeah.
I saw the Japanese feed with the cussing. Mm-hmm. And then
it was so weird to be like, catch up on the group text and be like, one text was like, is this shit real? And then the next text was like, real Japanese footage.
Yeah. Like, what? Oh, this shit's real.
My God.
I knew it was real because everybody who was saying it was fake, including our good friend Ish, who I knew was gonna, because we was all like, this is real. Of course he gonna come in and say
that. Yeah, yeah.
He still thinks it's fake now. How does he think it's fake?
For what reason?
What could be fake about it?
Who benefits?
Nobody would do something like that.
But that's it wasn't funny. Chris Rock wouldn't have done a bit like that.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't funny.
Yeah, it wasn't even like he wasn't even part of the show. Like he was presenting. You know what I mean? So it's like, why would he stop the presenting to do a full sketch? But you know, that shit made me sad. Like I was like, I didn't know. Did y'all know Jada has alopecia? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Learned that last night.
Changed it for me, but whatever, people are gonna do things, but I feel what Will was saying, not to get deep on the pod, we're supposed to talk about Gossip Girl, but I feel like Will's been taking so much shit from all that stuff over the last 3 years, mm-hmm. and I think that, like, I don't care, man, like, I don't care how much money you have, how rich you are, or whatever. If people are talking about you, it's going to hurt your feelings. And yeah. I don't know why people think that celebrities are immune to that shit. Yeah. And I think that shit is bothering me because it's like, now we're all just making jokes about this guy for doing that. But I'm like, homie's like bawling his eyes out on stage.
Yeah.
He know he just pretty like did something so crazy. But it's like, he's a human being. Like, he's still a human.
I think people do know that it affects him. But mm-hmm. they like that it affects him because mm-hmm. it gives that person just a ounce of power over mm-hmm. this person who they deem to be untouchable. Or I will, like, a person look at that person and go, you look at Will Smith and go, I will never reach the heights of that man. So how mm-hmm. can I just, you know, slightly take a big razor to his Achilles heel? You know what I mean? Like, because that's all.
Like, how can I make him feel like on my level? And it's like, and it's just, but we do that all the time. Britney Spears, Michael Jackson, everybody. We let them entertain us and then, we take advantage of the fact that they're like you, that we can kind of make fun of them at their own expense.
Yeah.
And then it's like, when they react crazy, we're like, oh, this dude's crazy. And it's like, no, he's not. Like, you fucking shitting on him for like all this time. Anyway, but on the flip side, I was also sad that it happened to Chris Rock, who's just like a comedian.
Yeah, Chris Rock is like, not a stupid internet troll reply.
Yeah, to like he didn't. Chris Rock did not deserve that at all, but it's just. Sad,
Chris Rock, you know. Don't be with Clay on Reddit.
Yeah.
I'm messing with you, dog.
But it was kind of a stupid joke that I was like, I did not get it at all. I was like, was she in G.I. Jane? Like, and then I realized the joke was purely, like, from a comedy standpoint, it was like, I'm making fun of you because you're bald. Like, that
reference.
Was the joke.
But,
like,
you know,
like,
I will say G.I. Jane is a better reference. If he had got up there and said, and Jada Pinkett here auditioning for the role of Charles Barkley, uh-huh. that would have been like a lot more disrespectful to me because this beautiful woman does not want to be compared to Charles Barkley.
Right. But why, like, go in the hair anyway? I mean, well, whatever. He could. It just seemed like that's so dated. Like, G.I. Jane is so long ago. I feel like there are people who are literally like 20 years old who have no concept of that.
Let's take this episode to punch up that joke.
Yeah.
Let's just fire off a bunch of Jada Pinkett ball jokes and just. People don't really want to talk about this show. And we got one of the best writers in TV here. We need to get Bridges.
I had pitched to Chris several alts before. He said, I have to do Jane. The world needs to be reminded of this movie from 1997. Yeah. And, you know, I trust him. I mean, he's Chris Rock for a reason. I'm who I am for a reason.
So. Yes. Yeah, like, it made me realize, like, I need to have more respect for G.I. Jane, the film, because I should know that. Movies important to culture.
Speaking of movies being important to culture, some TV shows are important to culture. Family Matters, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, very important to the culture today. And Gossip Girl, the original version. I haven't seen the new one, but we're going to talk about season 2, episode 2 today. Never Been Marcus. We have to look at the User spot is what we have. We haven't spotted anybody. I haven't spotted anybody. I don't think I have. I don't have no spotted. But you I feel like we nobody? Just saw somebody.
Didn't you spot Karrueche yesterday?
No, I didn't see Karrueche at that place. You saw Karrueche?
I thought you tapped me on the shoulder and go, there go Karrueche right there.
No, you dreamed that.
Was that a dream? I was like, ah!
Carl. Dream. Let's go. But Carl, I know we have some in here. April Key Ho.
No, I haven't seen anybody. I spotted, I guess you could call it a spot. I spotted Donald Glover and the cast of Atlanta because I went to see the premiere.
Oh, that's exciting.
That was fun. They was all doing the Q&As and stuff, and they were like, talking about the Atlanta. Have y'all seen it yet?
No. Yeah, I watched it.
It was cool.
Did you I have it? Thoughts.
Oh, yeah? All right, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
We'll put some space between that and the Chris Rock conversation.
We got a user spotted from Mandy. Mandy MC on Instagram. Thank you so much for liking the show.
There's some good ones coming in. I'll be looking at them shits like, damn, people be spotting shit.
Yeah, you got to save some of them. So we can put them in our notes app so Anya doesn't yell at us. Spotted Dr. Jill Biden taking my workout class in Tucson. In shape and mobbed up with Secret Service.
Mobbed up.
Does she know about Hunter's laptop? That's one secret I'll never tell. Thank you, Mandy.
Thanks, Mandy. Dr. Jill Biden, what up? I love her so much. That's a very cool spotted.
Oh, Mandy is a bar three instructor, so... Jill Biden was taking the bar class.
Oh.
In Arizona.
In Arizona.
When did Arizona? Was this? Does it say when it happened or was it recent? Or?
This is recent. This is Tuesday, I guess. Last Tuesday.
Is this gonna get Mandy fired?
She went in Europe.
She ain't where we're by. She's like, you go deal with the Ukraine. I'm gonna be out here.
I'm gonna be out here taking this a workout. Bar workout. Yeah. I'm getting it right, getting it tight. Yeah.
So, when you come back, I'm gonna be ready for you, Joe.
I'm gonna be ready for you, Joe. Ass gonna be popping.
Do you imagine like sorry, this is insane to me that she's... I'm just like, because Biden had a big weekend this weekend. he gave the speech of his lifetime this weekend in Poland. And I'm just imagining him calling Dr. Biden like, man, you not believe the speech I just gave. And she's like, I just got done from a workout.
It goes there straight to voicemail. And he's like, babe, hit me back. I want to tell you about the speech I just had. Babe. And he keeps calling. Maybe your phone is off. Maybe you ain't got no service where you at.
Yeah.
Babe, hit me back.
Be back, babe. They loving back. It out here.
They loving me. They loving
me. We're gonna take in 100,000 refugees. Yeah. That's like 5% of refugees that we need to take in.
Yeah.
Okay. Focus.
What focus is it? Up.
That's a great spotted. Oh, fucking first lady.
The first lady.
Yo, I spotted a first lady once. I spotted Michelle Obama.
Where?
Ooh. At the what is that place called? It's like a private club, and we went there with Drew all the time.
Oh,
what is that shit called? I could blank it on it.
You're
right
talking
now.
About Magic City.
Yeah, yeah. Michelle Obama was at Magic City, the strip club.
The only clue you've given is it's a private club.
You're talking about Cheetahs.
What is that shit called? It's
Soho
like,
House.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
right. Okay,
Soho House.
Sure.
So I was at Soho House, and I saw Michelle Obama. It was my first time at Soho House.
That's a great... I've never been to Soho House, but what a great entrance to that place.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can't do no wrong after that. Like, and she was with Tracee Ellis Ross, and it was kicking it. So I was like, man, this place, this is where I need to be.
Tell me, is it just a better WeWork? I still don't understand what Soho House is.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, people be like, I'm going to go here and work on my script, but it's like, all right, you ain't getting no work done, really.
I went over there the other day with Drew. He was like, you want to do a sunset rooftop drinks at Soho House? I was like, yeah, that sounds nice on a nice Saturday.
Did you text him that?
That sounds nice on a nice... and the traffic getting over there was downtown.
Oh.
And the traffic was off. It took me 50 minutes to get over there.
Oh, my.
Just go anywhere else.
Yeah, damn near missed the sunset.
Any coffee shop.
And it was 80 degrees when I left my house. I got on that rooftop. It was 50 degrees. I didn't dress properly. I was like, this is not... Yeah. It's not worth my time. All right. We got to talk about Gossip Girl. We already 12 minutes in.
Before we do, who's your favorite first lady?
Yeah. Have you ever spotted a first lady?
Bridger? Martha Washington.
Martha Washington.
I love Martha. I think we... All right. Anyway, we should do a podcast about first ladies.
Do you guys want to know what the first clue on my mini crossword was today?
Please.
Gossip material. Five words for gossip. Or five letters for gossip material. What is it?
Oh...
Five letters for gossip material.
It was a great sign. I just thought, this is...
That's crazy.
The Lord sent this to me.
I'm terrible at crosswords.
Drama.
Drama!
Oh, yeah.
It was just the perfect perfect morning to
that's
head
great.
Into Gossip
Girl. Came in after that. That's, yeah.
That's great. Speaking of which, what is your history with Gossip Girl? Did you watch it when it was on the air?
I did not. No, I was an OC watcher. I watched a decent amount of the OC. Weirdly, not all of it, but it had like a weird emotional impact on me, despite the fact that I thought it was terrible. Mm-hmm. Then Gossip yeah. Girl came. I was, I think, a little too old yeah. for it. Like, I was probably 2 or 3 years off by the time it came out. Yeah. So now my experience is hearing all of these celebrity names for years and not being able to recognize any of them, and then watching it to be on this show and being like, oh, these are all of these people who are extremely famous
mm-hmm. yeah.
because they were on Gossip Girl.
That exactly happened to me. Like, I think I didn't watch it at all, but I was telling Carl when we started, because I used to work with Leighton Meester.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we me did. Too. We did. That's how I know you.
We were office mates.
Yeah, yeah, you was in my office.
You're
yeah,
trying to and, erase me from this entire
yeah,
narrative.
You weren't part of that story. No, me and Bridget used to work on this show called Single Parents, and Leighton Meester was in it. And this is where I met Bridget, and it was like, this dude is the funniest person on the planet. It's like amazing. But I remember being like, everyone being like, that's the girl from Gossip Girl, but having no reference for what that is.
Zero.
And then when I watched it, I was like, oh shit, that's Leighton.
She's like the main character.
That's crazy. Yeah. But all those people are famous now. But right. Yeah, it's weird watching it now.
I didn't know who she was. I knew her from her song, Somebody to Love with Robin Thicke. Play a little bit of
wait.
That.
Yeah.
Little jam. You remember that
Leighton
song?
Leighton Meester yeah, does music as well?
Remember, she we was in the room. We listened to it together. You were there. we put her song on the TV. We were trying to like figure out what her music career was.
I remember.
Because we were trying to write a story where she was like singing.
Oh,
do you remember that? Or no?
Her character really loved corn.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, which we did. Oh my God, Leighton. Shout out to Leighton Meester.
we got to get her in here.
Yeah, she's the homie.
She's great. She's so naturally funny.
Yeah, she's super funny. That was a funny show. I thought Single Parents was good.
So this episode starts off, Dan and Serena wake up on the beach smelling of sex and sea spray.
Yeah, sex on the beach. You bet. Watched it, right?
Oh, of course. What if I hadn't? It's like, I'm sorry, can we talk about anything else? Yeah. Back to the Oscars. Yeah. There were other moments, too.
Yeah. I bet it was cold as hell on that beach.
Oh, my God. They were
how
probably
can you
shivering.
Sleep on the beach with no blanket?
It's so disgusting.
Naked.
Have you ever had sex on a beach?
No.
No.
I feel like Sam would be getting into places that
yeah,
I don't want
it
to
be. Yeah,
it'd
be all up in your ass crack. It'd be crazy. I don't know. But the idea of it seems sexual or sexy. But I was so disappointed in this scene because I was like, they suck. I was like, fucking Serena, man. I'm just like, why is she, I don't know. Like, Dan's like, I thought we were about together. She's like, well, I don't know. Should we talk about it? I'm like, man, get out of here. You already, like, stop playing games. Maybe I'm just like, projecting my own relationship issues on this. But like, I just was like, I'm done with them. I'm done with Serena. I'm done with Dan and Serena.
I'm done
up.
With both of them.
That whole
I'm
episode was killing me with all their whole sexual game, whatever that
oh
was.
Oh my God, we're going to talk about that. Yeah. Should we go by A story, B story, C story? I don't know. Because there's so much going on in this episode. There's so much unnecessary stuff that we don't need to talk about.
Right, right.
I feel like there's a lot of what you're just describing is probably exactly what I want to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll go by scene by scene. So Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Miller and Blair, they riding bikes and they get to the restaurant and they talking. And I just want to know how old is this dude? How old is he supposed to be?
This phony British man?
Yeah. Cheers. Oh, Blair.
How old is anyone on the show? I think everyone is like 24 and a half, and it doesn't matter which character it is. They're all 24 and a half.
Right at that age, yeah.
Oh, Blair. Oh, my dear Blair.
Horrible accent.
Do you know that we have the same, you have the same name as our Prime Minister, Tony Blair. He's not the Prime Minister no more. It's Boris.
No.
Boris Kojo.
Boris Kojo right now.
Boris Kojo. Hey, was he at the Oscars?
Boris Kojo.
Boris Kojo's like, I would. Nah, anyway. Okay, and Blair's smitten. Like, she's loving Lord and Miller. And, but to me, it's like, whatever. She ain't got no, they got no chemistry, in my opinion.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Oh,
but she, I think she's just like in love with the fact that he's a Lord and a Miller. Like,
yeah. So Chuck pulls up and tries to eat. Well, he sneaks behind, but like she outside on the phone with Serena.
Yeah.
And he tries to sneak behind. He's like, I'm finna go get some lunch with Lord Miller. I'm trying to, you know, get in his good grades. I'm trying to ruin, you know, he on his snake shit. Chuck Trey doing what he do.
Oh, he's scheming heavy.
Let me ask you this, mm-hmm. Bridger and Lamar. Do y'all think that dude who plays Chuck is a good actor?
I was so confused about just the... He looks like a falcon.
Yeah.
He's such a slimy person. And so, I'm not that familiar with the show, so I was like, what happens with this character? He becomes, like, the love interest for Blair.
Oh, wait, don't spoil it. He ain't seen nothing.
I haven't seen... Okay. I'm watching this in real time.
Well, I thought they were going to ditch this guy. Apparently, he's a big part of the show.
Oh, yeah.
He's unappealing.
He's a main character. He's a real... Well, here's what I'll say. He's also British in real life.
Right. Chuck is British in real life.
Does that make him a good actor, though? Because he can do the accent good?
He keeps doing this thing. Where he delivers everything.
Is that just like his version of like, this is what Americans are like?
Yeah, this is what, I'm a slimy American. So like, I'm jumping a little bit ahead. At the end of the episode, like he has this whole thing where Nate is in a limo with him. Mm-hmm. Nate's so damn stupid. And
he is. That's why I don't like him. Remember I was trying to figure out why I don't like this cat?
Yeah. He's just like, Chuck, what do you think you're... Wait, so Chuck, you're gonna do this, Chuck? And he goes, everything I do has to be said like this. It's like, why are you talking like that, man? It's like, move
it's
along.
Such a weird choice, yeah.
Like if I was directing this, we also do this thing when we go. If I wrote this scene, so if you have a scene that you rewrote, please let us know.
Oh, I will. The other thing about Chuck, which I discovered, is apparently, and this is not a show. Spoiler. This is a real life spoiler. Apparently, a total sex predator.
Yeah.
Just, he totally played into the character.
Yeah. I mean, he's just playing himself.
It makes it hard to talk about him in these episodes, right, knowing that.
It's like
we made this podcast reviewing R. Kelly CDs.
Yeah.
I mean, the music.
So this song right here, I think what he was going for is he is a terrible person.
Which will be our next Headgum podcast. Are you talking R. Kelly to me?
Yeah.
And Serena sees Dan. Turns out they both taking the same bus, and it's very awkward.
She's eating chocolate strawberries on the bus.
Okay, we're going to get there.
This woman is deranged.
Shit is crazy. Chocolate strawberries on the bus. That's what I put on the bus. So, hold on. So, Nate walks up to his mom. Oh, no. Blair comes back and sees Chuck making friends with Lord Jesus. And she gets mad. And Blair is going to get a ride back with him in town. It doesn't matter. But it is. Oh, of course, Blair. You can go back with us. I'm British. Nate walks up to his mom. She says the government is taking the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, old bae calls him while he's there, but she leaves a message. Mm-hmm. Being like, we're going to have to be more careful with what we're doing. And then immediately gets another call. We all think it's Nate calling back.
Right.
She answers it. She goes, hello, darling.
Yeah.
And do we see who it is? No, it's Lord Jesus.
Yeah, Lord Jesus, Lord Miller.
It's Lord Miller.
Yeah, that's his mama or his
stepmama. I didn't know that. I thought that they was messing around. I didn't realize that was his stepmom.
Yeah, That's the Duchess. I guess the moms of lords are Duchess.
Well, she's also 24 and a half. So she's also very young. She looks good as hell.
So his dad is big time, Duchess dad. Lord Miller's dad. So that's crazy. So, yeah, she's like part of the fam. Like, and she's like, oh, shit. It's messy right now. Yeah. It's a messy shit.
Messy shit.
Also, I love how somebody called Chuck Bass Basshole. I forgot who did that.
A basshole?
They call it, look that basshole.
Yeah.
I thought that was amazing. That's on my notes.
Now we get to Bridger's favorite scene.
Thank you.
Serena and Dan on the bus. The sexual tension is so palpable you can cut it with a knife.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
You can bite through. She eating chocolate covered strawberries. These very fancy chocolate covered strawberries on this disgusting bus. How did none of y'all have a ride back into the city?
Yeah.
Right. Y'all are the richest people on the planet.
Riding a bus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what?
The
like,
jitney is what it's called.
Is that a real thing? Is that a... You ever been
Where are you from?
I'm familiar with the Peter Pan bus, the Bolt bus.
Yeah.
Those were like New York to Boston. I'm from Utah, but when I lived in New York, went to Boston a couple of times, and you would take one of those buses.
The mega bus?
The mega
we
bus.
We took the mega bus one time.
Sort of
yeah,
to,
like
San Francisco.
I wonder if this jitney is like a Hamptons to New York type of thing.
Okay.
Oh, really? Oh, hell yeah.
Man, just get a car.
If you have enough money for a dozen chocolate strawberries, you certainly can afford a ride home.
Had so much GMOs in them. They were huge. The hormones were crazy. Like, the apples. Strawberries were horny. But yeah, I think, like, I don't know, man. I feel like when I first saw this episode, that was fun for me to see this. They can't stay apart, but this shit was not tight. It was just not. Like, what is this?
I was like, this shit is gross.
Yeah.
Stop making it. I don't want to watch her eat these strawberries.
Sex in a bus latrine.
You can't. Man, you that cannot shit is nasty. Fit. Those are the worst type of bathrooms.
I don't want to go to the bathroom in one of those bathrooms.
Yeah.
That sex in one. They smell, the chemical smell alone. Oh. But she's got a belly full of strawberries.
Yeah, she got a belly full of strawberries. Yeah. She fell over. They hit a bump. As soon as she stood up, they hit a bump and she fell over on him.
It's like Betty Boop.
She's already getting up to go. Oh my God. I gotta take a shit. These strawberries are running right through me. I gotta take a shit.
Well, let me bring you some TP.
Let me bring you some toilet paper for those strawberry shits. Oh, the fiber in these strawberries has me having a shit.
That shit was insane behavior. I mean, clearly, Serena was like bought that shit to. She's like, I'm fucking this dude on the bus. Like, yeah. That was her plan, right? She's like, I'm horny. But it's like,
she had sex games like 8 hours earlier on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They refused to have sex in a home.
Yeah. Get on a bed.
Those bus. Oh, so nasty. Those bathrooms are so small, too. I'm imagining those bathrooms are smaller than plain bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
I literally cannot fit long ways in a plain bathroom.
Yeah.
Like,
no, those are like half the size, and like you can hear everything that goes on in there.
I know. Like, imagine the last woman, like with her, she's running away from a abusive relationship with her son, and she has to hear these two kids having sex in this bathroom bus.
He's like, I'm on my way to the city.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But yeah, I think I'm just not into it. Dan Serena?
Not into it. I'm not into it at all. So Nate and Chuck in the limo headed back to the city. Chuck is plotting on Lord Jesus, Lord Miller. And this is when he's doing his thing, where he, the slick back hair. You know how people will change the look in season two?
Oh, of course. Like, is this a new look for him?
This is a new look for him. The first year he had, you know, the Adam Lambert, what do you want from me?
Oh, sure. Like, you know, Nate currently has.
Yeah, yes.
Like Aeropostale? Is that, it feels like an Aeropostale, mannequin or something.
Yes, yes. The 2007 like jam.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. He had that in the first season. It got wilder and wilder as the season went on. But now he's just like slicking it back. And I'm like, I missed the 2007.
Yeah, is this an improvement?
Yeah, me too.
Or this is worse than the other hair?
This is worse to me.
Yeah, I think so. The other hair was better than it was. I mean, they're both bad hairs.
Yeah, it was nostalgic. It reminded me of high school.
Right.
Did you have your hair like that in high school?
I did.
You were emo?
Oh yeah, there was a shocking. I mean, all of those photos should be burned. But yeah, there was that swoop. Certainly who popularized that? Who was the first person to do that hair?
Was it the boy band?
It might have been a boy band, or was it Dashboard Confessional?
Yeah, maybe one of those.
Who did that? Clay, you know, because you.
Wentz. Right.
It could have been Pete Wentz.
That's, yeah, yeah.
Or what's his name from Blink 182? Didn't he have?
Oh, one of them may have had it.
Tom. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like that era, though. It was just happening so quick.
Right before her eyes.
Yeah, it was like, somebody stop this.
Now here's my favorite scene of the episode. An unnecessary D story, but I love it nonetheless. Mm-hmm. Big Roof Dog and is Vanessa. Back. He's back, and Vanessa done set up the whole storage space in the gallery to look like a coffee shop. Exactly.
She's trapped there.
Yeah, Bridget, since you haven't seen the show, what does this scene mean to you? Because it's like this girl and this dude.
She's like in purgatory. It's like, who is she? What is her relationship to any of these people? Again, what age is she? Because she could be this dad figure's girlfriend, wife, daughter, cousin. But then she like is kind of the crush of Nate, but she's also setting up either a coffee shop or an art gallery with the shittiest coffee machine I've ever seen.
Is this place actually serve coffee? And she goes over to that McDonald's ass coffee machine.
Oh my God, so funny.
That office coffee she got over there. I can't believe this is the coffee shop you set up. That office coffee machine. That damn teacher's lounge coffee machine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, okay, so I'm supposed to serve this to customers? Yeah.
They drink it in Senka.
So she's Dan's best friend. Dan is his son.
Right.
And I guess she just be kicking it with a big rooftop. Because you're kicking it with him. They like best friends, I guess. And then I just think it's hilarious that the whole last season she was working at a coffee shop, and like that's just all she know how. Now she all of a sudden knows how to build coffee shops for people. She's like, now,
listen,
let me hook you up with a coffee shop.
I don't want you to spoil it, but I have to present this question. Will there be any type of relationship shit going on with Big Roof Dog and Vanessa? Because that'd be so weird.
No, they wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't do that. All right, no. Great.
How old is she supposed to be?
She's a teenager.
She definitely feels older than the quote-unquote teenagers.
But she also doesn't. The reason it feels that way because she like doesn't go to school.
Yeah, we learned that she's homeschooled in this episode.
Yeah, did you keep that? Yeah. She's homeschooled.
Yeah.
I don't know who's teaching her.
I know.
That homeschool line, I was like, oh, they had to write this. Like, somebody was like, please explain why she's never with anyone else.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, well, we'll just have her say she does homeschool.
That's exactly what happened.
Because I'm sure that people were getting up in arms being like, how is Vanessa? Well, she's taking the SAT, but we ain't seen her go to school one time.
Yeah.
So,
and she just always wherever she wants to be. Like, never has to be anywhere. She's just like.
She's a Visa card.
She's not working
on. She wants to be.
I mean, she's not making coffee. It's already in the pot.
Yeah.
She's been there for days.
It's insane what she's doing. I mean, like, what if you come back home, I come to home, and you come home from out of town, and I'm just building a coffee shop in your mom's company. You're like, what the fuck are you doing, Lamar?
Yeah.
All right.
So Nate gets to the house. The feds are there. They taking everything. He's getting.
I know.
Oh, they were having
a good time. Yeah.
He's like, oh, you must be Mr. Nate Archibald. He goes, oh, yeah, it's my house. I'll ask the question. It's like, shut your ass
up. I know.
Man.
Shut up, Nate. Trying to have your chest out. You know you ain't finna do shit.
Okay, I need y'all's help. So Chuck and Lord Miller playing squash.
Yeah.
I didn't get this scene. What was this scene about?
Also, what's interesting is that I didn't know that was called squash.
I thought that was racquetball.
I thought it was handball.
Is that what they call racquetball?
Handball. Yeah, maybe that's what I thought it was.
I guess it's squash.
So racquetball is handball?
Man, I don't know.
No one here is fancy enough for squash.
I'm a red-blooded American. I eat my steak medium rare.
This is America, goddamn it.
America, Jack.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's the same shit. I think it's called a squash. I think rich people call it squash.
Yeah.
But it's racquetball, though.
I always thought squash, I always pictured squash outdoors.
Yeah, I thought squash was like when you go into the field and you like peel squashes and throw them at
just farmers fighting with each other.
Yeah, I thought it was a farmer's game. But okay, so this scene, Lord Miller and Chuck Bass is like kicking it. Lord Miller doesn't know Chuck Bass is trying to like take his girl back. But I think what he's trying to do is say, I'm stressed out. Because Lord Miller knows that the Duchess, you know, Affair Bay, is like hard on all his girlfriends, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of hard to understand because you're like, why does he give a fuck about the Duchess take? That's not his real mom. But I guess she's like always like, you can't bring the wrong person around the family.
Maybe she controls some type of.
Yeah, maybe she has, like, or she has, he said she has his dad's ear. So if she tells his dad, I don't feel like Blair, then he can't, you know, Blair can't get with the fam. So I think he was trying to just confide because he ain't got no friends, Lord and Miller.
Yeah.
He ain't got no friends. So why you got Chuck Bass? Play squash. And then Chuck is like, well, I don't know what he ended up deciding to do, but Chuck basically took that information and was like, yeah, I got this. Now I'm going to show, now that means all I got to do is let Blair be Blair in front of Duchess, and it's a wrap.
You know, I actually like this plan by Chuck.
It's a good plan. I'm telling you, Chuck is a good guy. Not a terrible. But this is, like, you're going to start seeing, like, now you'll start seeing the game. Like, we'll talk about it when we get to the end with Blair, but it's like, this is what they do. Like, this is the Gossip Girl shit. These type of schemes. So let's get ready.
It works perfectly.
Yeah. Almost.
Almost dead.
So Dorota got to plan the party, and Blair is like, no, this is all wrong. Mm-hmm. She's getting on Dorota. Dorota had to plan this party with no time.
I know.
So unfair.
Yeah, she getting on her about this, and you have Blair tell Serena to invite Dan, and they trying to, you know, stay apart from each other. Another nonsense. We don't need this scene. And then, so Nate gets to Chuck's house, and he's selling his shares in the club for Blair. Nate leaves, and he gets on the phone. Immediately, like, and so he's like, oh, hey, what's going on? We don't know who he's talking to. But then after he gets in the elevator, Chuck goes back to the man that's liquidating and says, I promise Miss Archibald we have it done by tonight.
It's right, like, right. Oh, right, shit, he's talking to Archibald. But I was like, yo, because I saw it. We missed in the limo when they was talking, Chuck and Nate.
Mm.
He had got a phone call, and Nate was like, who that? And he was like, Nobody, whatever. And then Nate was like, oh, you're working on your scheme. But that was his mom on the call. That was his mama. That was Mama Nate. Oh, buddy. How you gonna go to the best friend for money?
Yeah.
That's tough. But also, like,
that would be so weird. Also, why not go to Big Bass?
Oh, yeah, like Bass Daddy.
Why ask this 17?
She's getting in touch with a teenager.
What you got for me, Anya? Oh, my gosh. Listen, we're gonna find out.
Why
she didn't go to Bass Daddy after these messages.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
And we're back. We hope you enjoyed that paid programming. Our pockets sure did.
I'm so rich. I spent my Athletic Greens on some Cartier frames this weekend and almost lost them in the club. Yeah. Bridger, bro, I was in the club. I bought these Cartier frames and I was in the club and I walked out and I touched, you know how you touch your face? Like you go, my face, there's nothing on it. I was like, oh shit, my glasses.
Where were they?
Man, I had to look all over the whole club. Nobody wanted to help. None of the fucking packed. Bartenders. It was crazy in there.
It was crazy.
I was like, has anybody turned anything in? And they're like, no, sir, no glasses. Apparently, they were like basically on the floor right where I was ordering my drink. They must have fell off right where I was ordering my drink.
But wait, so you had been wearing them, though?
I wasn't wearing them the whole night. I must have took them off. I think I did one of those moves where you're like, let me have a scotch and soda.
Reveal your true identity. Yeah.
It's real like Clark Kent shit. All right, anyway, sorry for that. Not sequitur. Okay, yeah, but So, you know, why didn't she go to Bass Daddy? She's going to fucking, that's an insane behavior.
Yeah.
Like, to go to a little ass, I mean, I get it, whatever. She's desperate, but.
Well, her behavior in general about this whole situation is a little odd. You know, she reveals the truth while she's just casually gardening.
Yeah. The whole time she's trying to keep up appearances.
Yeah, emotionally, yeah. I don't know where she is with this plot point. So
she's
her turning to a teen.
Like, least favorite character.
I can't stand this woman on this show.
I love her.
Oh, she's probably the worst character on this show.
That garden setup was so funny, though. She's like, it'll be fine. But she had all the plants and shit. And I'm like, oh, this is so white lady shit.
They picked a perfect woman to play.
Yeah.
Like, she had on them culottes. What are they called? Culottes.
What, the shorts?
The
culottes, I think.
You know, where they stop right here?
Oh, what is Capri, what, the called? Pants stop there or the boots?
Capri pants, yeah.
Oh, capris.
Yeah. When they wide like that, she had on them shits with that guy. And I hate them garden hats with no top. You got one of them, don't you, Bridget?
Oh, I've got a dozen. I would have worn it, but it's raining.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. The top of your head, the top of your head just full of water. Yeah.
I only let birds make nests in mine. So. Oh,
you have a garden at your place. You got a house, right?
I've got. You do. I've got a garden. I found a dead bird back there. Actually, it was not a pleasant experience.
Did you bury it?
I just threw it away, which felt very bad.
No, oh man, yeah, no, I hate this lady so much. She sucks.
I'm giving her a chance. I don't know that much about her, but she wears the hat. She just delivers information as casually as possible. I love her.
So where are we at? Okay.
Oh, that's what you had, those big ass dogs too. That shit was tight.
Yeah,
those
dogs are scary. Yeah, they look like the devil.
Chasing her around. I was like, oh, I did it. Why do you think I did it? Oh, Dan tells Serena they need to take a break, but he got to go to the party at Blair's house because Blair want him there because he knows about soccer and Lord Miller. Is from London.
Right, right.
And that's there's the Chelsea joke.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, Tottenham or whatever they said. I don't know. I'm a red-blooded American. I eat cigarettes on my steak. I don't watch soccer.
I put hot dogs on my steak.
Yeah. So Nate gets to see Vanessa at Big Roof Coffee. And that's what I'm calling the coffee shop.
Yeah, Big Roof Coffee. Big Roof Coffee.
His mom calls and talks about the loan they got. It was from Chuck. Chuck meets up with the Duchess, who's Nate's chick. All this shit is just, this is where we learn that she's the Duchess.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, we learn that in the other scene.
It's where they learn. Yeah. They, Blair and Serena learn. Because Serena's like, yo, that's Nate's girl. Mom, but then realize.
Mom's friend.
Yeah, but then she's like, oh shit, that's the Duchess. And also, shout out to Dorota with the Ice Cube sunglasses on.
she's
like, I did the best I could, Blair.
Yeah. Oh, that party's boring as hell. It's terrible.
Oh, that was my favorite part of the whole episode where she goes, where Blair is like, give it up for Ingrid. This is Ingrid and Beatrice. Yeah. And she's like, no, I'm Beatrice. That's Ingrid. And she's like, I said that.
That's what I said.
That shit was so funny. All right. I love Blair. Blair's my favorite. I'm team Blair. Who do you like, Blair or Serena?
Serena's behavior, I want to watch her more.
Yeah, it's probably hard to judge her on this episode. This is the worst of Serena.
Yeah.
This is the worst Serena and chaotic, the worst of Blair.
But like the stories of having sex in a bus bathroom, that sort of thing, is I would rather watch.
I hated Blair in this episode. She was awful in this episode.
Yeah, she being so whack because it's just like, first of all, Lord of Miller is trash. Like, he's weak. What do you think? To me, it's like, I feel like, it's like, I don't like Chuck, but like, I feel like she don't even really like this dude. I feel like she's just like,
she's kind of gold digging. He's just got status. It's
like
weird.
It's like, you don't even like him.
You don't need his money. Yeah. You got money.
But for her, for those to be the two love options for this person feels really unfair to me. They're both terrible.
Yeah. Well, she's like the female version of Chuck.
Interesting.
Assault.
Okay.
But and we'll get to it because there's a scene I want to talk about that highlights that later.
They do love to scheme.
They love to scheme. So Blair say some slick shit and don't realize that's the Duchess. Then Nate pulls up, sees the Duchess. It's a whole mess. Nate confronts Chuck about the loan, which I don't understand. But I get it. He's probably like, man, why are you giving my mama money? You're not telling me. That's weird.
Yeah, I can see why he was upset. But also, it's like, I think Nate doesn't understand the situation. Like, I feel he's not understanding the trouble they in. Like, he's like, do you know they finna take all y'all shit? Like your dad, like the dad has skipped town. Like, he's like, oh, fugitive.
Yeah.
But he's like, I mean, like, I get it. I get why that would be weird. But also, like, Nate, I mean, Chuck is helping him out. Like, what do you want? What do you want from him?
But imagine you're 17 years old and you find out your mom is now millions of dollars in debt to your best friend.
Yeah, that's inappropriate. That's very inappropriate.
No sense.
but then with Nate, we might as well just talk about it since we have here. But then Nate's option was worse. Like he basically sold his body to get the money. Like
I think that's the better option. Consider that woman is fine. That. She looks so good in that scene. Wait,
you'll see if that's a good option or not.
But she pulls off a mask.
Yeah,
it's Dorota.
It's like this woman now. She owns him. You know what I'm saying? Like either way, it's bad. But
it's bad.
I'd rather take money
joking,
from my homie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just wish he would have said something. Or he should have asked him, like, hey, your mom just called me, asked for some money. Do you want me to give it to y'all or whatever? Like, but I feel like because he did it behind her back, that's what's whack about it.
Yeah. No, it's definitely, like, weird. It's like, what is – it definitely – like, I can't trust nobody in this show.
No, so it made
me go, like, what is going on here? Are you and his mom – like, especially I can't trust – you can't trust Chuck Bass. He sucks.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
like,
is there something weird going on with Chuck and Nate's mom?
No.
Because Nate's mom is the – she got the cool
out
zone.
She'd get into that.
It wouldn't be surprising, you know.
Well, Nate, I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah, look, you're going to have to man up someday. So if I have to fuck your best friend to get this money, that's what I'm going to do. But no, I actually think, as much as I hate Chuck, it's like, I feel like when it comes to Nate, he actually is like sincere with that cat.
Except
for when
moments.
He like fucked his girlfriend.
There are moments where he's sincere. So Nate and Dutch is in the library. And man, I just am so nervous for what this woman is going to do to him. Like,
which one?
The Duchess.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name? It's Kathy?
Yeah, it's Kathy.
That's what we're going to call her. Big Kathy.
Duchess B? Kathy.
Duchess B is Somebody said,
what the fuck is a duchess, first of all?
It's kind of a nothing position to me.
Yeah, like, it seems like they're just like, what would that be like in America? Like, just like,
like the mayor's wife's like sister.
The mayor's wife's sister. The postmaster's auntie. The postmaster general.
That's the postmaster general, you fucking. That'd be funny. If I wrote this scene, it'd be Nate fucking the postmaster general. Like, you're the postmaster general too?
Yeah.
All right.
So, wait, does Nate know that she's the Duchess at this point? He knows, right?
He must.
I think he found out after the party, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because when he went back in and smashed in the library?
Yeah.
Yeah, they,
my
I think.
Favorite scene of the episode.
The, where are we at? I'll just bring up this DeRota bit that made me laugh.
Oh, right now we're at Roof Dog, gets home and sees he's missing out on his kid's life and he decides he's going to stay home. He's not going to go back on tour.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
I thought he lied. I thought he decided, yes, he's going to go on tour. And the other scene when he's, so at the end when they came back, whatever, I'm sure people watch this shit.
Yeah.
So at the end when Jenny and came and Dan came back, I thought he was bullshitting them. Like he was basically like, hey, so happy to have you. I made the Noki, all of that, because he feels guilty because he's going to drop the bomb.
He saw the pictures. Remember, he saw the pictures on the wall.
Right.
And he's noticing that in all the pictures, Dan is raising Jenny. so he was like, oh my. Like, these only pictures are just, they're all just him and Dan. And he realized he wasn't in none of the pictures. So he picked up his phone. He was like,
oh, really?
Hello, Tanya. And then the scene cuts.
I don't know why I thought, the way he said that, Tanya made me think he was like, I'm in.
I'm looking at these pictures on my daughter's wall and I'm in none of them. And I want it to stay that way.
Yeah.
Give me a bag, Tanya. I need that bag.
All right, you're probably right. Maybe I just missed that. But we'll find out on episode 3.
And what instrument does he play?
The guitar.
He's a guitarist? Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you get home, let's look up his single. Look up Big
Is there like fans. A fictional single that he?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to hear this.
Every time you walk up. You got to look it up. Yeah, we sing it enough on the show. So Duchess tells Nate she going to help him, but he's got to do some stuff for her first.
Yeah, insane.
Like, suck them feet.
But it's like, literally like, I'm paying you to have sex with me.
You have to suck my toes, Nate.
Nate is like, sure. That's what I'm saying. It seems like a cool thing. That's like that thing we talked about last week. It's like, that's so cool. She's so fine. But like, that's so problematic.
Yeah. No, she's a child predator.
She's a total predator.
Okay. But DeRota, right? So I was going to say, DeRota's my second favorite next to Blair Matic. But DeRota, I feel like, so when Blair's walking in the hallway, and if DeRota walks by and she's like, you seen Nate? And she's like, no, or the Duchess, whatever. And then DeRota's like, the library.
Yeah.
I feel like she knew they were in there fucking, right?
Yeah.
I was like,
oh, she sees everything.
Yeah. That shit was tight to me. I was like, go in there, girl. I feel like
I was so mad. I didn't want that to happen.
Oh, really?
It just felt like an unwarranted win for Blair. Blair to me is like the Lakers. It's just like, y'all just fucking, why you always got to win? Like, you skate by doing nothing.
I feel that.
Nothing good.
She knew we coming out on top, like, because shit. Chuck had a good plan. That shit should have worked. But Blair, because Blair kind of fucked up. That we didn't talk about that, but I love that, like, Chuck didn't, when he brought Duchess to the thing, she's already thinking, like, oh, I don't know what she told him. And then starts saying all the shit she did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Blair, you stupid. Like, but Chuck knew that was going to happen. That's why that fool is slick.
She was trying to get ahead of it. That's why he's slicking his hair back. Like,
yeah, he's like, I'm a slick ass guy. Ooh, I didn't tell her anything.
Oh.
You did that on your own, Blair. That's who you are. You're just like me, face it.
Yeah.
Okay. But they was fucking in the library.
They was fucking
They
in the
were
library.
Trying.
Trying to.
Yeah.
He couldn't get his pants off.
Neither of them knows how to have sex.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
The first sex scene I wasn't feeling either when they had sex in the first episode. And I was like, this sex scene doesn't make sense to me.
It's the CW.
Right.
You can't really get it in. Can't get it in on C. Warner. What does the C stand for?
What does the C stand for? Capital.
Charter Warner? Capital,
yeah, Warner. Capital Warner.
Catherine.
Catherine Warner.
Catherine Duchess Warner.
Charles Warner. Chuck Bass Warner. What does the C stand for?
CBS Warner.
Wait, it's connected to CBS?
I guess CBS bought the WB.
No, Warner Brothers? Wow. But Warner Brothers is its own thing.
Yeah.
So Warner Brothers doesn't own CW?
They merged.
CBS and Warner Brothers partnered to create a new network called
CW.
Oh, so it's a little bit of C, a little bit of W. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That makes sense because it feels exactly what that is.
Like. But to condense CBS into just a C, CBS is already, what are we talking about? Yeah, just leave it CBS.
Yes.
Yeah.
CBSW.
Or CBSW, yeah. That would make more sense because like the W is pretty powerful.
Right. Extremely powerful.
Yeah. I remember that happened. I remember I was in high school when they brought the CW out and I was just like, man, what's going to happen to Michigan J. Frog? Welcome to the WB.
CBS was like, we'll make the deal, but we're getting rid of the frog.
We're killing the frog.
Getting rid of the frog.
No more tap dancing.
The WB.
Yeah, so what happened after that?
Oh, well, after that, you know, she walks in on him. She catches him. She blackmails the shit out of her. Yeah. Then Lord Miller walks in. And he goes, oh, I thought I'd find you here, mother.
Yeah.
Oh, mother, mommy, mommy.
I know, that character sucks.
Yeah. Mommy, what are you doing in here?
Did you already turn Blair off? I can't do a British accent.
Did you already turn Blair off? I can't either.
Yeah, I know.
You can do a better British accent than that, man.
Mother.
And so it's all good. Blair takes the W. She's winning.
Mother.
Oh, my God. So now they're in it. Lord and Miller and Blair.
They in there, all in it together. Big roof dog cooked dinner for everybody. They got the pesto gnocchi.
The gnocchi. Oh, I was like, ooh, he doing gnocchi? Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah, but I guess he's just happy with his family.
Bridget,
now.
Do you like gnocchi? Do you ever make gnocchi?
I like gnocchi, but I never make it. It feels complicated to me.
It feels like too much. Mm-hmm. Like, I want my pasta to have a hole in it.
I know. It's like, I need
I want
the
pasta with a hole in it.
One gnocchi is like four noodles. It's too much.
Like a pasta with a hole in it.
Bow now. Bow, bow.
You said those two.
They made me gnocchi.
They made some gnocchi.
But it didn't have a hole in it. You know what I figured out? When we went to that restaurant, because I feel the same way. I like my pasta with a hole in it, too.
I don't want a dense pasta.
Yeah, like it's too thick.
No, I don't
like,
want
you,
it.
Do you fuck with ravioli?
I think it's okay, but I'm eating like two when I could have like a whole bowl of, you know.
Pasta with a hole in it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's how I realized gnocchi to me is like eating... Yeah, like ravioli. Or it's like eating like something else. It's ain't like, pasta.
And it's not even as good as ravioli. Ravioli, at least you get a different thing in there.
Exactly.
Gnocchi, it's just kind of a dense, like, chew.
It's gnocchi chewy.
Gnocchi feels like, you ever make cream of wheat on the stove and you don't stir it well enough? 100%. You get the lumps in it?
Yeah, that's gnocchi.
That's gnocchi. Gnocchi is cream of wheat lumps.
Stokey. They say,
they making gnocchi.
I need that pasta with a hole in it. Bow, bow.
Blair tells Chuck she won. Serena steals his orange juice for some reason. And he holds his hand.
I did not get that at all.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? Did you get that, Bridger?
I don't remember the orange juice.
So
what?
Right when Blair confronts Chuck at the end, right? And he's like, she's like, we'll need to talk, right? And then Chuck has a glass of orange juice in his hand. And then Serena's like, I'll take that.
Yeah. What?
You think it was like a thing like, don't, you're going to throw this at her or something? I don't know.
That was the AD being okay, so we need some action for you, Serena. Yeah. We need to justify why you're still here.
Yeah.
So why don't you take his orange juice and go to your room?
Your blood sugar's very low. You'll do anything to get it back up.
Oh, my God.
So then Nate flakes on 2007 Zendaya. She just throws away all that Chinese food.
Oh, my God.
What do you think she got, Bridget? I'm thinking... I was thinking she got beef and broccoli, orange chicken, chow mein.
Chow mein? I don't think she got chow mein.
You think she got chow mein?
No. I think she just got brown rice.
Brown rice?
Yeah.
Not even fried rice?
I feel like in this world, she's getting brown rice.
What are you laughing at?
Let's talk about it. It was enough boxes where it's like, she's like, I'll have, let's do beef tomato.
Beef tomato.
But it was like four boxes. Like, what you gonna do? You're gonna at least do, all right, we do one chicken dish, one beef dish, right? All right, then chicken dish, probably did chicken and broccoli, right? That's classic.
Beef and broccoli.
Oh, you think
have
beef
you
and
ever
broccoli?
Had Chinese food?
No, beef chicken broccoli is way better than beef and broccoli.
You think so? I don't think like that.
I mean, they're both real good. All right, so let's say beef and broccoli. Definitely rice, steamed rice, probably. And you think she got a soup in there? I didn't see a soup container.
No, I didn't see any.
If she ain't no soup.
If she has soup, it's all over the bag.
Yeah. The soup spilled in there.
They put the soup in the to-go, in the to-go joint. I wonder if she going to eat that. I was like, where's she walking at to the big roof coffee refrigerator? And it's going to sit there. It's going to stink up the whole place.
They in the gallery next day. Roof, like, it smells it.
It smells like Chinese food. Oh, don't worry.
That's
about
my
that.
Best friend. That's my son's best friend. She's homeless. She is a maniac. But that was a lot of containers she had to throw. That's why I'm laughing. That's so funny. You know she went ham. Also, did they plan that though? I don't remember that date being set up.
I think she was surprising.
Oh, okay, got
why
it.
Do you think she got brown rice?
Because it's 2007. Everyone's like, wow, did you know you can get brown rice now?
You're right, yeah.
That's the year everyone discovered brown rice.
Yeah, and everybody thought it was so much healthier, right. Even though it's still rice, it's still carbohydrates.
2007, people were eating brown rice and drinking vitamin water like they were good for
it. Yeah.
Both were just poisoning us.
That was a big 50 Cent, yeah.
Yeah. 50 Cent also promoted brown rice.
Yeah.
He's like, he owns his own brown rice company.
Yeah. Go shut it.
Go shut it. The brown rice. Your brown rice. So Nate gets cash from Old Bay, the Duchess.
Anyway, I'm loving that Chinese shit.
And that's the end. That's the end of that.
All right. So one thing I want to talk about is that scene where Blair and Chuck. When they kind of had it out, they were looking at each other's eyes, and she was like, "You may have won this round." Remember that scene?
Yeah.
And he's like, "You know, good luck. Maybe next time." It's clear Blair is into Chuck, right? You can tell.
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm saying. She's not into that Lord and Miller cat. She likes Chuck still.
She likes Chuck.
Yeah. They connect on some sort of evil level.
Yeah, they have like a real like dark side that they're both probably toxic for each other, but. Seems like that's just going to be. So watch that. I'm watching for that for season two. Because this episode, well, let's talk about it. So we do this system. It's like 5XOs is perfect. No one could ever make a better episode.
Right.
1X is nothing. Is terrible.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you think, Carl? You want to go first?
Yeah. All right. So I will give this episode. Because it still wasn't good enough for me. It's only the second episode of the second season. Mm-hmm. I'm not liking it as much so far. But there were some good bombshells, some good humdingers in this one.
So humdinger all season yet.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and give this episode 2.94 XOs.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough. That is worse than the other one.
2.94 XOs. Right. So that's
XOXO, XOXO,
XOXO. All right.
I'll give it 3 because it was better than a pilot, and I really like that Big Roof is back with the fam.
Yeah,
we got to see him cooking at the end.
Yeah,
and I'm fucking with this new Dorota with the sunglasses, and that's gonna be dope. All right, so XOXO, XOXO, XOXO. So that's 3.
Bridger, what you give it
for me for my personal, knowledge and just experience of the series, I'm giving it 5 XOs. It's the perfect episode of Gossip Girl. I got everything I needed out of it. I got to watch her eat, of course, as we've said, strawberries on a bus, which just felt dangerous. And there's the horrible British accent.
It did feel like you got a taste. It was almost like a sample. It was like a perfect episode for you. It was like a buffet
tray
of gossip
chocolate
girl.
Strawberries.
Yeah.
On a bus.
It was like you got a little bit of Chuck Bass bullshit. You got the fucking child affair. You got all types of shit. delicious. So brown rice, huh?
Brown rice, 2007. It's
like the best here today. I'm a red-blooded American. I eat my Chinese food from Panda Express.
I probably should probably get a shrimp dish. That was probably romantic.
You think she got shrimp?
Like shrimp, the honey shrimp?
Honey walnut shrimp.
Yeah, honey walnut shrimp. You know what's funny?
They don't give you enough of that.
You never get enough. You get like 4.
Yeah, they give you 4 pieces of honey walnut shrimp.
Can't believe Tiny Nate bailed on her like that.
Yeah, he did bail on her. But he had to suck suck feet.
He's like, I got to right go. Clay. I have to suck this old woman's feet.
This old woman.
Vanessa, I would love to eat Chinese food with you. But
I got to suck this old woman's feet. Okay. She just gave me $17 million in cash in a manila envelope.
Yeah, how much was in there? Yeah, like, it couldn't have been enough to, like, save their entire financial system. Like,
yeah.
But maybe it's going to be, like, payments.
Yeah,
like, monthly installments.
Monthly installments.
All right.
Mom, you out here You are, mom, I got the money for it. You ain't got to get money from Chuck Bass no more. I'm out here sucking feet for us.
Yeah. He's like, mom, excuse me? Excuse me? Yeah. Your father.
All right. So what we didn't. So that's 5XOXO for Bridger. So that's
XOXO. 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 Five.
Ooh,
perfect score.
What
perfect
a
score.
Gorgeous episode.
Yeah. Bridger loves it. He loves Guys with Girl. We got to get you back. So
we got to have you back. We're going to make you watch.
Keep watching. We're not going to tell you when we're having you back. You just got to keep watching.
I'm happy to. I've watched a lot more TV than this.
All right. I got a couple news stories for y'all. We're going to do it quick. So what do I do is I'm going to say something happened in the news, and you got to tell me who in the show would do something like that.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. So Walmart is no longer selling cigarettes. They're giving it all up. So my question is, who would quit cigarettes the easiest on our show?
I thought you were going to say who would sell cigarettes at Walmart. Who would be the one that dropped cigarettes the easiest?
Yeah, yeah.
Chuck. I think he's got like kind of the he doesn't have like a real nervous system. I think that like he's able to just drop things cold turkey and he doesn't feel it at all.
That makes sense. Like he has like he's not a very addictive. He don't have that. Like he's like, all right, this is unnecessary.
He has the drive of a psychopath.
Next one is, so you know Big Lotto. You know Big Lotto. I can feel your energy, Big Dick Energy. Yeah. So she got a song called Big Dick Energy, and she just had a remix came out, and Mariah Carey is on it. Big feature. Mm-hmm. My question is, who else would you want on the remix from our show?
Duchess B.
She would be good.
Duetting with Mariah as the feature?
No, it would be instead of Mariah.
Oh.
So it would be Big Lotto and somebody.
I want Big Lotto and Duchess B to write a song about Nate's big dick energy.
Okay. I want to put Rufus on there.
Yeah.
You can tell that I got a good big dick.
And every time my dick comes out, it's so big.
Yeah, all right, that's enough. I was going to do the Will Smith thing, but we already talked about that.
We talked about it ad nauseum.
Yeah.
Well,
this has been wonderful.
It's been
Bridger.
Wonderful.
Oh, it's been lovely being here.
Our beautiful, lovely guest, Mr. Bridger Weinegar, has come in here. He's blessed us with his presence. Five XOXOs on the episode.
Yeah.
Great reasoning for five XOXOs.
Yeah, crazy review.
Thank you so much for being here.
Is this the first five on any episode?
No, we've given five.
Okay, I hope you've been generous enough.
We've given five. It was a couple humdingers in that first season.
But this season, not yet.
Not yet. I know it's coming, though.
We've still got 200 episodes left.
So yeah, a lot. A shit ton. We always say that we're going to quit and be replaced by Idris Elba and Terrence Howard.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It was like, I gave it five XOs. I
can't do it. XOs, man.
Nah, man. Bridger, do you have something? You want to promote stuff?
I have my podcast, I Said No Gifts. You both have been on it. You both
very
gave me
fun.
Lovely gifts.
I love
gifts.
That podcast.
Yes.
And that's the only thing I care to promote right now. I'm not promoting anything else. Don't look me up. Don't find me. Leave me alone. Or do whatever you want.
There you have it there. Make sure you listen to I Said No Gifts. It's a very fun listen. Very fun show to be a part of. And like us and follow us on Instagram at XOXO Gossip Kings _ podcast. Lamar set that one up. So
I have no.
Underscore is a huge mistake.
Yeah.
I can speak from personal experience.
I have
experience.
No social media training at all. It took me so long to do the real thing. Anya was like, make sure you do it as a reel. And I was like, after that text, it was like 3 hours of me trying to figure that out. I was like, oh my God.
Thank you to Mandy for our user spotted. Keep sending user spotted in.
Yeah, shout out to Dr. Jill.
Yeah.
Leave the show a review.
Yeah, rate and review the show on iTunes, wherever you get your podcast.
Of course.
Do that. And also, go take Mandy's bar class. If you're in the Tucson area, you might see Jill Biden.
Poor Jill Biden.
I know.
Flood
can't
the class.
Live her life.
Give Mandy some money. That's money with a D. Thank you so much for listening. This has been another episode of XOXO Gossip Kings. Mm. For me, Lamar, Bridger, Clay, Anya, AK-47, we appreciate you. Spow.
We are out of here.
Out of here, I guess. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.